This morning we have Christine Stahl with us. She is the director at the Parent and Preschool Center. And I had the privilege on Thursday to be able to experience their one of their spring programs at the end of the year. The children sing a lot of songs. They show some pictures of the year. And then we have a time of explaining the history of it and how it's connected to the Mennonite churches in the area and some of the history with it being started 41 years ago, one of those persons being Jenny Rank. And then there's a time of fellowship afterwards, but that was pretty cool to be able to see that. Christine has been director, I think, for 8 years, and this is her final year. So we're going to miss her a lot at the parent and preschool, but we are very excited that she can be with us this morning to tell us about the DNA of the parent and preschool. Before she comes up, though, we're going to read the scripture. I asked Ezelias to come help me read the scripture. Ezelias is our neighbor. They've been a huge blessing to us. And I asked him to help read the scripture this morning. So,
that same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he came and ate them up,
as he sowed,
some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were
scorched,
and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. The other seeds fell on good soil and
brought forth
grain, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen.
Christine, blessings to you as you bring messages this morning.
Thank you. And I enjoyed that praise time. It made me think that I was sitting back in my office at the preschool, and I was hearing the different circle times as the teachers shared. Thank you. A child is born, and the parents and the family rushes to the hospital to see this new little child. And they say, "Oh my goodness, she has the father's eyes, the mother's nose, the grandpa's chin, and the grandma's dimples." Mom posts a picture of the little one on Facebook and a picture of herself when she was that age. My, you could hardly tell them apart. Why is that? Because into this new life, through the chromosomes, God has placed the DNA of the parents and grandparents. Preschool was born 41 years ago. Every time I tell that story, the chills go up and down my back as I think of these women with young families in tow taking on such a tremendous task. God called, they listened and obeyed. One of those women was Ginny Rank. And then I think, what if they had not listened to God? But they did. And these women embedded into the DNA of the Parent and Preschool Center three important components. The first was a continuation of that Bible study from which this organization grew. It is now called Connections. Women have come to Christ. Others have grown in their faith. Prayers have been answered. Friendships developed, playdates planned. A number of years ago, two Hindu women came to us and said they wanted an extra day of childcare, but preschool for their children. And we said, well, the children could come on a Tuesday morning, but the moms had to come too. One Tuesday morning, shortly before Christmas, the speaker came with at least 12, if not more, different creches from different countries around the world. She shared about each creche, and at the end of each time when she shared, she repeated John 3:16. These women are back in India. Only in eternity will we know what that effect of that connections had on these women. But we do know that it says in Scripture that his word will not return void unto him. And I believe that those women heard some seeds that were planted that day. This program is only possible because of you, the supporting church. Nearly 70% of what we receive each year from the churches goes directly to the Connections budget. Many of you have given many hours over the years of childcare so that these moms could have this special me time with the other mothers. I can only say thank you. And I'm not going to make you stand, but if you are here and you have given some child care, if you have helped with the connections, maybe as a greeter, or if you have attended connections, you just want to raise your hand so we can honor you. Thank you. Thank you so much. The second component about connections is that even today, some of the women that are coming to Connections are actually from Stumptown and their resettlement project. And so those women have been attending Connections. Okay. And then the second component was community. These women wanted to serve the community of East Lampeter Township. They wanted to let their light shine. It was neat to see you using emotions for the song, but they wanted to let their light shine in East Lampeter Township. Thus, that first year, their goal was that at least 50% of the children would be from non-Mennonite homes. Today, we still let our light shine in the community as the school districts and the intermediate unit calls us on numerous occasions asking if we don't have room for just one more child. The reason they call is because our teachers are so gifted at working with these special little ones. Today, over 25% of the parents, when completing their applications, do not list a church home. 16% of the children speak a language other than English in their home. A Hindu mother came to one of our teachers last year, just after Easter, and said to her, every time we go by a church that has a cross outside, the little boy says, Jesus is alive. The teacher asked the mom, and what do you believe about this Jesus? The mom said, well, we think of him as a good man like some of the other prophets. Today, that little boy is back in India, and he knows that Jesus is alive because he came to the parent and preschool center. A little girl, when I was teaching, was in my class. She had a Quran around her neck. When it came to snack time, I would always ask the children if they wanted to sing the song, Lord, We Thank You, or if they would like to offer a prayer. We were trying to also get them to be able to offer a prayer just from their words. And she said, I want to say a prayer. And so she would repeat after me as I said, dear Jesus, thank you for our food. And she would repeat after me. And then we would close in Jesus' name. Amen. Two prayers were going on that day. The one coming out of my mouth, the other one deep within my heart, that someday that little girl will call Jesus her Lord and Savior, and it won't be just words that her preschool teacher repeated. Just last week, a mother came to me, a Chinese woman, and wanted to enroll her son, who only speaks Mandarin, into the preschool for next year. I said, we are a Christian preschool. We share stories about Jesus. This family is Buddhist. But next year, this little boy will hear about Jesus and his love for them. You are not only reaching East Lampeter Township, as these original founding mothers wanted to do, we're reaching out into the four corners of the world as some of these children go back to their native homes. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to do this as the supporting churches. The final component of the parent and preschool center is ministry. These women founded this organization because they believed in the ministry. And the parent and preschool center has always been and always will be 100% about ministry. Our teachers give sacrificially of their time and energy because they believe in these children and they believe in the ministry of the parent and preschool center. I know we have some teachers now and we have some teachers from the past. And again, if you have taught in our preschool, or if you have served on the board as part of a ministry, just again, we have Ruth Ann there, and we have Rose, and others that have given. I think Merle was one on the board as a treasurer for a time. You have given, and all this is happening because of you. Thank you. In the scripture we read about how the seed landed on fertile soil. The soil of the parent and preschool center is fertile soil. But we still know that sometimes what is given to these little children and shared with them, the birds will come, the weeds will come, and it will try to choke them out. About 10 years ago, it was April 2008, these words came up in my devotionals. It said that the showers of answers to our prayers will continue to your dying hour and even beyond. Every prayer and every sigh within us that has been uttered will be descend upon them as a gentle rain. I believe that the prayers said by former teachers, present teachers, helpers as they rocked the children in Story Hour and Kitty Corner and told them stories in Story Hour, the prayers of Ginny for this preschool are continuing today. And those little lives that had the fertile soil will continue to bring forth results. Part of the ministry also of the Parent and Preschool Center is to provide financial aid for the children who would not otherwise be able to attend. When the school districts and the IU call, they usually ask, "Do you have any financial assistance available?" A little girl came to us in her 2-year-old program. She was homeless, living in a motel. Children and youth were involved. This child is now living with extended family. But through the many changes of her life, one thing has been consistent. Because of the financial aid that we could give her, she could come to the Parent and Preschool Center. As a timid little 2-year-old who had so much going on in her life, we now see her going, ready to go off to kindergarten and leaving preschool with a smile on her face. We just look and marvel at how much she has grown. A family came to us with 3 children, enrolled all 3 of them into preschool. The first year, they paid for the tuition 100% for all 3, the first day of preschool, in full. While the children were here, both parents lost their job because the business that they worked at downsized. The 2 youngest were able to continue their education because we were able to give them financial assistance. Another single mom, the first year her little girl was in preschool, the grandparents took care of it. She was going to do it herself the next year. She was going to be able to do this. She had a plan. And as sometimes we have plans, God has a different plan. And first, someone ran her off the road, and her car was demolished. She had to get another car. She tried to help. I think the grandparents helped some also. And then during the winter, she slid on the ice, and the new car, not wasn't brand new, but the car she had bought was now demolished. Because of the tuition assistance, we could help this mom keep her little one at preschool. Sometimes we find the parents coming and helping. I had received a phone call from a mom. 3 years prior, they had lost a child in birth. It was a stillborn child. That child would now have been old enough for preschool. And they would have sent that child and paid the tuition for that child. And so she called me and said, "We would like to pay for a little boy that would be in the 3-year-old class this year in honor of our son that we lost." They, in their grief and sorrow, they took that and they blessed another family. The board, because of our growing program, increased tuitions, more families coming to us with needs, the board has thoughtfully and intentionally initiated some additional programs for providing financial assistance. The first being the use of EITC money. This is where businesses, in lieu of certain taxes, can give a contribution to the preschool, and that will go for tuition assistance. Jay Denlinger from Mellinger, from Robert Rank Plumbing and Heating said to me one day, "You know, it's a win-win situation. It's a win for the business, and I can attest to it. It is a win for the preschool and for these children that benefit." In your bulletin insert is some more information about that. If you know of a business or a part of a business that would like to help John Shank, who is our treasurer, also from Mellinger, his phone number is there, and you can contact him or contact me. Over the winter months, the board also decided that if we had a fundraiser where 100% of the proceeds could go to the parent, go to tuition, that we would do that. And so we have the chicken barbecue. I saw the sign-up sheet out in your area, your greeting area there. Also, talk to Velma. If you would like to bake some desserts that we can add to those meals, let me know about that. You can call the preschool. Or if you would like to give a tax deductible donation, maybe as a Sunday school class or as an individual, we will give 100% of that to tuition assistance. I would like to close with a personal story. 3 years ago, our daughter and son-in-law took our two grandchildren to Texas. I said there should be a law that you cannot transport children across state lines. This just isn't fair. Our daughter has not really seen the need for the grandkids to go to Sunday school and church. But she found a Christian preschool. The little boy called me one day and he said, "Grandma, I have a song to sing." And he sang, I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, but I'm in the Lord's army. God told me in those that someday little Corbin will be in the Lord's army. He then called me when it was time to graduate from preschool. He said, "I'm going to lead my class in something special." I said, "Are you going to do the pledge to the flag?" And he goes, no, the other one. I'm like, "Are you going to do the weather, the calendar?" I'm racking my brains for everything we do in preschool. And he said, "No, the other flag." At this preschool, they teach him the pledge to the Christian flag. I know as a Mennonite church, you don't, participate in that, but, it still brought tears to my eyes as you read part of that, and it says, "Our one Savior crucified, risen, and coming again." Someday, my prayer is that Corbin will know that Savior as his. The little granddaughter talks about Jesus loving her and how Jesus was born. And they say their prayers, the prayers they learned in preschool. That preschool is answering this grandma's prayers. And I know that the parent and preschool center is answering many of a grandma's prayers. A grandma who's praying for their children. Maybe mom and dad don't take time on a Sunday morning to have them in church, but they come to preschool and they learn. And I know that we are answering prayers. As Randy said, I've been the director for the past 8 years. I have had the awesome privilege of serving my Lord and Savior at the Parent and Preschool Center. I thank the board for allowing me to do this. And I know that the Parent and Preschool Center will continue in the years to come to minister here in East Lampeter Township because of our caring board, our dedicated teachers, and because of you, the supporting churches. Thank you for allowing me to serve. Thank you for allowing me to be here.